Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
This week on In-Depth, we're exploring Christmas traditions. Let's learn what a traditional Dutch Christmas is all about by going in-depth with Dewey and Tilly Veenstra of Sully and Bonnie Verberg with the historical village Pella. Bonnie, I understand that you were able to round up a couple of experts on how Christmas is celebrated in Holland.
I did, Bob, and I have some good friends of mine here. I have Dewey and Tilly Veenstra, who live over in Sully, but they grew up in Holland and actually immigrated to America as adults, so I know they're going to have some good stories for us.
Okay, any background you want to give us before we start?
Well, one of the things, whenever I called several people asking them about Christmas, Dutch Christmas traditions, and the response that I got was, well, there aren't so many Dutch Christmas traditions because they celebrate more Sinterklaas. And Sinterklaas Day has come and gone already for us in Pella, but we're still going to talk about some of those traditions, and then there's some things with Christmas, too, that we'll go into.
I bet you remember Christmas very well.
Yeah, we do. As little kids, our parents would tell us that Sinterklaas was good and we would get presents, you know, and we had to be good too. And the evening before, we would go to the chimney and put some hay for the horses, because we knew that Sinterklaas, he had his helper too. There was Zwarte Piet, was always with him. And he would go through the chimney and bring us presents. And as little kids, we truly believed that. And we would behave good, and then we would sing a song by the chimney that, you know, that what we learned as little kids.
Can we talk Dewey into singing the song, Bob? You sing the Sinterklaas song.
Well, really, I forgot him kind of, but there is one. I'll sing that. Sinterklaas kapoentje, geef mij wat in schoentje, geef mij wat in het laasje, dank u Sinterklaasje.
Yeah, that's what we sang.
Anyway, that was as little kids we did sing this. And now I want to be sure that we have this interview, that we distinguish between Sinterklaas and Christmas, because there's two different days. There used to be, when we grew up, Santa Claus was for presents and all that way. Christmas was for the spiritual things. So in other words, there were two complete different days. There was no commercialization at Christmas time. There was, of course, commercialization at Santa Claus, which is the 5th of December. And then we as kids could come up in the morning, the 6th, and we could hunt for our presents. But then the 6th, he also went back to Spain. So Santa Claus, in other words, it was only a day or two. But before, he came already in the boat. He always arrived with the boat.
And then no Rudolph or anything?
No Rudolph, no. In fact, when he arrived with the boat, he also had his white horse. He always was riding on a white horse. And that's the way he, and then he had his present, of course, like my wife said already, Zwarte Piet with him. And he was supposed to go, like she said, through the chimney and bring, and that's why he became, sort of myth goes, he became so swart. But, you know, as young children, we went out too, just like with Halloween here. We went out, we dressed up as Santa Claus. And we loved to be Zwarte Piet because of the fact that we could put shoe polish on our face. So make it really black and really dark. And then, you know, the people supposed to recognize you. And if they didn't recognize you, you did a good job.
And that was from the cinders from the chimney.
That was the cinders of the chimney, yeah, so to speak. So,
some of those traditions came over to the Americas because of the Dutch settlers.
Yeah, they did. Like, for example, like at one time, you know, the Netherlands owned New York. And then they came over and they established that tradition of the Santa Claus. But of course, then later on it became not only the Santa Claus, but it became also, it went over to a Christmas time here. So the presents, you know, at that time were only strictly for Santa Claus. And then in Christmas, we had, like I said before, our spiritual time. And our spiritual time was, for example, we had always Christmas programs with stories and, let's say, gifts. Gifts of, you know, you might got a Bible or you might get a storybook or something like that.
I understand, too, that at Christmas time, it was a lot about music, that in your programs, there was always lots of music in the churches for the special Christmas program.
Right. And there's also a thing, and I think about it now many times yet, we had live Christmas trees. Christmas trees with live candles. And there was always a person, and you know, that was so beautiful. They were just full of lights, full of candles. And not only that, but, you know, then the person who had to watch it always had to watch if the candle was going down or not. But in the meantime, everything, like, for example, we had always the programs in the church. And then what happened is the church was totally dark. Only the Christmas tree was lit. And then we always had a storyteller there who told the story about Christmas and all them things more. And it always was a story about a person or a young person who did something good, who poor or whatever it might have been, and did something good for the people and always got a blessing out of it.
I'm wondering, Tilly, if you can tell us about some of the special foods you ate, either with Sinterklaas or Christmas. Were there any special foods that you had every year?
Well, special foods, it was more Dutch food, and it was always homegrown and home-cooked, and we ate a lot of stamppot.
What is stamppot? Is that like a
speech? No, stamppot is something you mix potatoes and carrots and kale, and we had a lot of that.
So I kept reading something about a roulade, R-O-U-L-A-D-E. Do you know what that is?
Roulade. I know what roulade is. It is a certain meat. It's from a cow, and they kind of mix it, and they, you know.
I kind of read it was like a beef roast that they kind of tenderize and roll out and put spices on it. Like,
and then spices and something like it. But they made it kind of
in a roll. Okay.
And that's why it was a roulade.
But now, what about this whole Dutch letter thing? Were banquet or whatever, were those popular during?
Yeah, they were really popular. I tell you, we always got, for example, we always got a chocolate letter, our first letter. For example, mine was a D, we got a D, chocolate letter. And if she would get a T, and that's the way it went. And but the gifts, you know, the gifts were not that much. More or less, mom or dad just made the gifts. What happened in many cases, you get a sweater for girls, or you get a sweater for a man, you know, or for a boy. Socks were done. That were our gifts. And one year, I know I was so pleased because not only did I get a little horse, but I also got my brother were just good carpenters. And what they did, they made us little toys. And as a little kid, I mean, that was just quite something, you know. It's just you didn't have the things bought from the store.
More in depth after this.
I continued my discussion with Dewey and Tilly Veenstra and Bonnie Verberg about traditional Dutch Christmases.
Dewey, you were saying that those gifts weren't necessarily under the Christmas tree at Sinterklaas, though. Where were the gifts if they weren't under the tree, or Tilly?
Well, we as little kids, we truly believed that they came from Sinterklaas. And my parents, it was Sinterklaas brought them somewhere in the house, and we had to hunt for it. And we hunted all over and all the closets and things like that, and then we found it, and we were happy. But up to a certain age, then, you know, we didn't believe it. Then we knew it already, you know, your brothers and sisters, and they're older, and they tell you. And then, but the minute then they put them back with salt, you found them back with salt, and that meant that we wouldn't get presents anymore, because we didn't believe in Santa Claus. We knew that Mom and Dad gave it to us anyway.
So the salt was so the indication that said you're done with Santa Claus.
Okay. That's pretty
good. Yeah, and then started things which you gave to each other as a little more as adults, even as young adults already, like 9, 10 years. You know what you did? You bought something, you put a poem with it, and sometimes them poems were just beautiful, I tell you. Just how.
Were sometimes the poems kind of ornery too? Some of the things I read that they were kind of in jest and didn't necessarily say kind things.
Yeah, they were kind of ornery too, because I know one time I wrote a poem. My sister-in-law wanted to start smoking, and of course I didn't want her to smoke. And, you know, I just made the whole big poem over about what smoking is all about, and she never started looking enough. So.
That must have worked. Yes. Now, I'm wondering, I read about speculas, a cookie or something?
Speculas cookies. Speculas.
Were those common more at the holiday season than other times of year?
Yeah, they were only at, not at Christmas, but at Santa Claus. For example, you get... like you can buy here Dutch windmill cookies. They were speculars.
The Dutch cookies is what you buy here. Those are speculaces.
But they were a special treat at Sinterklaas.
Absolutely. I tell you, there was. And then you had pepernoten, you know, which were the little ones. They still do it today to day, because right now we have a daughter and a son-in-law are there for 9 months. And the first thing they encountered was Santa Claus coming to Amsterdam. And sure enough, they were throwing paper nuts out. So the kids were just grabbing them and eating them. So, that's paper
nuts. They're kind of a little spice cookie, aren't they?
It's a little bit like speculoos, too. Yeah. There's nutmeg and so in there.
Yeah, more nutmeg, I think.
Yeah.
I saw a recipe for
that. Yeah, and sometime, you know, you had one who played for Santa Claus and Zwarte Piet, and then he would come in and throw those paper notes and over the floor where the family was get together or something like it. And
now, what about oliebollen? When did you eat oliebollen, and what are those?
That's
in old and old and New Year's. It was always on the old year's night or the day we made oliebollen, which is fat bollen. They call them a lot of times fat bollen here.
Yeah, but describe them. What are they?
You make a dough. A special dough. I have a recipe for it, and we'll make them here in Pallet for Rose. We did.
So they have but currants or something? Do they have raisins in them or something?
Raisins in it, and flour and yeast, then we have a special spoon, and then it takes two to make them really. One to put it in, and they stay. You make the oil. You have hot and at certain temperature, and then one puts them in, and then they turn by themselves. If the one side is ready, they go flip over, and then they are ready, and then the other one takes them out, and then you dip them in either in powdered sugar or white sugar, and you eat them fresh.
And that is lekker.
And our kids, they just love it.
They are good. And you know, actually what happened in the old country, you didn't do much with raisins. But Tilly started with raisins and apples and everything
and
like that in it. And just mix them together and then put it in. But Bonnie, that was only at Old and New Year.
Yeah.
That's the way we did it. Otherwise, you never, not during the year.
More in depth after this.
I continued my discussion with Dewey and Tilly Veenstra and Bonnie Verberg about traditional Dutch Christmases.
Yeah. Well, and I'll just put in a little plug for Ole Bull, and that if somebody doesn't want to look up the recipe here in the gift shop, we have mixes for it, believe it or not. And I made one of those mixes last year. We even have little bowls and plates that say Ole Bull on them, so you could really serve them just the way they're supposed to be.
Sure, sure.
So what other traditions can you remember about Christmas in Holland and Sinterklaas and so forth? Are there any other stories you remember?
Actually, the only stories what we know, for example, is like when we were small, you know, what we believed and what we didn't believe. But on the same token, you know, I also have a story then. For example, my dad, he was working, by a neighbor. And, of course, she gave us a little gifts, too. But they were not gifts of any value, really. It was more or less a Dutch letter or a chocolate letter. And, you know, we didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore. But, you know, then still we had to go and say thank you to these people. Well, you know, we went to school every day. We dreaded to go down and say thank you. But finally, my brother said, oh, let's go anyway. So we went. Now, you have to figure out, we didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore, like I said. But then we come by the door and we said to the lady, well, we thank you for whatever you gave us for Santa Claus. Oh, she said, you better come down here and go to the chimney a little bit and say thank you, Santa Claus. Oh, we felt so embarrassed.
We were too old for that.
But we did it anyway.
But we always had to go to the chimney, too, and I say thank you, Santa Claus, for what we got.
Chimney.
We had to say that.
Well, we still here in Pella celebrate Sinterklaas Day also with a celebration, but it's usually the weekend of Thanksgiving so that people can have their grandkids home. That's when the family is around. But another interesting tradition I saw that happens in Holland, and I talked to Dewey a little about it on the phone the other day, was that really Christmas is a two-day celebration. You have the 25th and the 26th of December that are off from work that you celebrate. Now, the second day is more for visiting with family and stuff, or what is the purpose?
Yeah, the purpose was, Bonnie, for used to be, you know, like I told you before, that the workers did not have as much time off. There was not vacation time, so the government gave it an extra day, and that was more or less this was actually, like you said, the first day was a spiritual day. The second day was a day of, you know, have a fun and coming together and have a family gatherings, and et cetera, et cetera. So,
is there an appropriate greeting for Christmas season you could share with the listeners?
Merry Christmas in Dutch. Merry Christmas in Dutch would be.
Gelukkig nieuwjaar.
No. That is
New Year. Gelukkig nieuwjaar.
Een gezegend kerstfeest.
Oh, yeah.
Have a gezegend kerstfeest. So, I mean, have a blessed Christmas.
Thanks to Dewey and Tilly Veenstra and Bonnie Verberg for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at kniakrls.com on demand or for download. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.